Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to DC Sports Live. Travis Thomas and... I came prepared for this. One of the greatest return men in NFL history. Three-time first team All-Pro, a Pro Bowler, a Super Bowl champion to the highest order. He's in the Redskins' Ring of Honor. The fighting pride of Plaquemine, Louisiana.
You got it right.
Brian Mitchell.
Oh, Lord, this is crazy.
I always said if we ever linked up one-on-one on a show, I was going to intro you right.
Well, you did it right. You got my hometown right, too.
I did,
most
right?
Most people said so wrong.
What did they say? Because I was struggling.
Plaquemine, Plaquemine, Doc, give me Plaquemine. You know, it's Plaquemine. You
it's know? Spelled it's, so weird, though,
it's,
bro.
It's got a little French in it. That's
what
all it is.
What is that? Like, go, y'all spell go, G-E-A-U-X. Like, what's going on?
It's the French... Napoleon Bonaparte, the Louisiana Purchase, takes you way back.
Man, see, wee wee. Bonbons and all that good stuff. All right, B Mitch, let's get into it now. It's a year in review.
Yes.
So, what we'll do for 3-2-1 is we'll do three things that we liked from the Redskins this season. How's that for a year in review?
I'll get us
started with that. Give me three things that you dug from this season.
Well, I look at the three things. I'm gonna start off with Adrian Peterson. I think that was an absolute like.
Absolutely.
You get a guy that comes in. Many people felt he was older. It was talk of a little confusion when they brought him in to work out. But he ends up being the absolute best offensive player you had this year.
Yep.
Then the second, the young defensive line. You know, we talked about stopping. I always talk about running the ball and stopping the run. Well, these guys played, did not play great the whole year, but I think they played very good most of the year.
For sure.
But looking at the future, I think we have a promising future because of those guys. And then Tress Way. The fact he didn't make the Pro Bowl is atrocious to me. But the reason I look at that, all of those inside the 20s, no touchbacks.
Right.
The guy, he basically sacrificed for the team, which I think people need to understand out there. Learn a little bit more about special teams, where you sacrifice for your team and you pin the team back, which makes your defense even better. Have a better opportunity. But back to that young defensive line, the reason this team was sitting at 6-3 was because of them. Because the offense wasn't playing spectacular early on, but they still were beating teams. Even though the offense was giving them 13 points, 16 points, they'll still win. You look at what Tress did right there, that is absolutely unbelievable. I would have loved to play with a punter that could just drop it in there like that.
I was actually going to say that. A special teamer like you.
Now, playing
probably,
against him?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I would have had a problem. He'd keep pinning me back there.
Of course. He's pinning you back.
Exactly.
But you bring it out, though. You handle business.
What did you like?
Look, I have a lot of repeat ones, to be honest with you. I didn't go Tress Way, but I did absolutely go that defensive line. I'm with you there.
Yes.
Look, Deron Payne, Jonathan Allen, they are grown men, dog.
Mr. Ioannidis as well.
Ioannidis, yes, as well.
Indeed.
And I'll say this, and you know more than me on this, but I look at that defensive line and I think to myself, not that the Redskins linebackers are weak because they're not, but I think about if they get a guy with speed at the linebacker core. I mean, guys that can go sideline to sideline, those dudes are so good up front. It could open up for a guy like that, right? Like a Ryan Shazier comes to mind before he got hurt with the Steelers. Remember how fast he was? Someone like that with the Redskins is going to eat, B-Mitch.
Many people consider Ray Lewis one of the best ever.
Sure.
What did Ray Lewis tell you when he didn't have people up front?
He said, Goose and Sam Adams.
You get me somebody like them. So they went and got Haloti Ngata and he went back to being who he was. You have to have people up front to make the rest of them behind them even better.
And by the way, if you watch the SEC ever, there's a ton of linebackers out there. Pick any team. Bring them in here that can run. I'm telling you, those guys will start. I like AP, obviously. I mean, look, 1,000-yard season, what's not to like, right? But here's the thing. I actually think he'll be better if they bring him back and he's in a running back by committee type of role, right? I think if he's a complimentary back at this stage of his career, it will extend his career, and I think he could be even better. In fact, I think he's so good in that role, he could, dare I say, be Mitch, he could be your home run hitter. He's what? Still capable of the big
what play. If he had his starting offensive line the whole year?
True.
Not up and down. I think he could absolutely be better, but what I like most about AP, when I get upset with the football team, I get upset with certain players in this day and age. That dude is 33 years old.
Yeah.
He comes to play every game. He gives his all every game. Nobody has to say get up for the game.
That's right.
He's self-motivated, and I think he can also be a big teacher for the rest of these guys, and he can help Darius Geis. If Darius Geis doesn't just hit, coming off an ACL injury, we don't just pop back.
No doubt.
Okay, it takes a little bit longer than what the human body, the human athletic body, mm-hmm. say, I can show up right now. Mm-hmm. But normally that body says, I need about 3 to 4 more months.
Yep.
So if AP is here when Darius come back, he has time to get fully healed,
yep.
and then all of a sudden he learns from that dude.
I was going to say,
something great.
That's the key part, exactly. Because the knock on Geis coming out was, well, he has some maturity issues. Well, look, AP's a pro's pro, right?
Yeah.
And if that's the guy you're learning from, kudos.
Well, who doesn't have maturity issues coming out of college?
I mean, I've been out of college a decade. I still have maturity issues. The other thing I like is, listen, head coach Jay Gruden, I've been so critical of him his entire time here, mm-hmm. B-Mitch, okay? This year, not only did I think he, quite frankly, earn his job, he's keeping his job, but I also, he earned my respect, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. He was dealt such a terrible hand with injuries. And I actually, and I don't mean, this is probably a backhanded compliment. I think he's done a better job with less than when the cupboard was full for him and everybody was healthy. He has done a tremendous job just kind of keeping it together. The guys seem prepared. The guys seem mm-hmm. to like him. He's become more creative in his play calling. What he's done with Josh Johnson has been impressive to me.
But why did it take Josh Johnson to be creative?
I don't know.
See, and we'll get to what we didn't like, and then I'm going to address the injuries. See, many people see the injuries, and they give that as an excuse. I think the way that they approach it is part of the excuse.
Oh,
it's part of the problem.
It's part of the problem.
Yeah, not
okay, let's go there. Because two is two things that you did not like from this season, and you're already fired up.
One of them is the offense. When you had Alex Smith, when you had everybody on the offensive line, when everybody was healthy, we were subpar with it. Look at the offense. Okay, we made a lot of decisions on the offense based on who was like instead of who should be out there.
Sure.
Okay, Alex Smith injury is something that's a freak accident.
Yeah.
Colt McCoy, freak accident. But the injuries are my problem as well, but not how everybody may be thinking. You see the injuries as a bad thing because I look at the approach. I was at training camp a lot. Mm-hmm. I watched preseason, and what we did, we wrap everybody in bubble wrap. And I was talking to you earlier, and I use an analogy.
Yep.
If you watch NASCAR, Formula One, or if you go out there and you watch Indy racing, they don't just show up on the day of that game, of that race, and start running at 200, 220, whatever they're running out there. They are out there on practice runs and all year trying to fine-tune to make sure they know what that car is capable of.
So it peaks.
Now, the NFL football player, I feel, is just like a NASCAR, Indy car, or Formula One car. You have to push that to a certain level. You cannot run around here at 50%, 60%, and then go into a game expecting guys to go from 0 to 100 pretty damn quick. Because if you do, I grew up in an era where you had to drive your car a certain amount of miles at a speed limit to break it in. Then you gradually built it up.
Right.
We are expecting guys to not hit from all of offseason, going to training camp and take it as easy as possible, and then we go into the regular season, we start up, and all those guys that we got to the regular season, the ones we were concerned about, they got banged up during the season. Maybe, just maybe, you know, the body, and I talk to people about this, they don't understand, you get adjusted mm-hmm. and used to being hit. Your body gets trained for it in a sense. Why don't you try and let it happen when you're in training camp? Just a little. And back in the day, this is what I want people to understand. San Francisco 49ers, 4 Super Bowls. Buffalo Bills, 4 times straight. Philadelphia Eagles, when I was there, we didn't wear shoulder pads and stuff in practice. But we were practicing so damn fast, we wish we were in pads. You've seen practices.
Yep.
Does it look like they're moving pretty damn fast to you?
Not at all.
And I understand guys get hurt. Everybody does not deserve veteran days off. Trent, Adrian Peterson, yes.
Yeah.
Not everybody. And I saw some guys that were in second and third year. That's not on damn veteran days off.
Right.
So you have to change the approach and hold people accountable. And a lot of these injuries, I think, will be alleviated.
Ooh, wee, B-Man. I'm just going for it. Heat on it. Look, for me, I'm with you. Injuries was one of mine. But the other one, and I'll go here because you covered the injuries. B-Mitch, I'm tired of FedEx Field, man. I am. It's time. I never thought FedEx was RFK, right? But it's time. The Redskins, this franchise has got to figure out how do you get back in the district? How do you get a new stadium? It just has to happen, B-Mitch. It has to. FedEx has run its course, man. It's over. Let's move on. Let's figure out a way
to get this
done. That's
going to take at least 3 to 5 years.
We gotta move that up.
But you don't want to move it just
up. Why?
You're building a monstrosity of a stadium. You want to rush that? Nah, you want that thing to be built right so when if you finally go there, listen.
It's the right thing.
It's just, listen, I love this franchise. I love this football team. And I truly, truly adore the fans that have stuck by it after all these
years. Of course.
Because and when I talk so much about the injuries, I want people to understand one thing. We were in shoulder pads all the training camp, hitting. Mm. We were in practice during the year, all shoulder pads. We did not have as many injuries as they do right now.
Wow.
When they don't have those things. So it that's why I look at it. It has to be a correlation between what you're really doing
right.
and not doing. Because in the back in the day, they didn't have it. I know people were hitting with the bigger, stronger, faster. Not a person in the league faster than Darrell Green. Not even Tyreek Hill. Mm. Not a person in this league probably stronger than Reggie White was.
Mm.
And bigger eyes. Because he ran 4.6 at 315 pounds. So you give me that bigger, stronger, faster. Jumpy Gettler's the strongest man to ever live in my eyes. You know, he could put 500 pounds on a thing and put somebody on it and lift it. So I don't want to hear about the bigger, stronger, faster. It's because of the lack of preparation for this brutal game of football. That's how so many people get hurt.
Hey, y'all, B-Mitch got me ready. Run through a wall right now. So I don't. Let's go to number one.
You might be injured.
Yeah, I can't lift 5 pounds, let alone 500 like Jumpy. All right, what's one area of concern for the offseason that needs to be rectified for you with this team?
Well, I think the issue we just talked about, health.
Okay.
And the injuries and all, and I think they have to figure out a way, and it needs to be thoroughly researched as to what they have been doing mm-hmm. and how they can try and change some things to make sure. I understand they've said they built all of these things for rehab.
Right.
But rehab is when you're already hurt. I think they need to focus on trying to figure out how to not send so many people to rehab. 2 years straight. 20-plus people on IR in all those injuries. Other teams have not dealt with that. So it is something in the way things have been done, and they need to find out what it is because you can't keep getting them and having those excuses because people are going to start wondering. I'm already wondering.
You're already.
But other people are going to be sitting there saying, well, what the hell are they doing when they keep getting injured?
Yeah, no doubt. For me, it's quarterback. I would like to see them take a quarterback of the future.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I know you like Minshew at Washington State. Personally, I like Will Greer at West Virginia.
I like him.
I do, yeah. too. And I think he'll be there around where they draft. They may have to move up a little. I don't think it's going to be anything dramatic where you got to move up to one or something, mm-hmm. right? But I think Greer is a guy they can get. And I like him. And I agree. I know he's getting a lot of flack for sitting out in the bowl game to protect his draft status. I think it's smart. I think you take
team
that kid.
Take care of himself.
Absolutely.
Do the same.
Absolutely. I think you take it. This is what I would do. If I was the Skins, I would take him and I would stash him. Colt McCoy more than likely will be your starter, right? Alex still trying to get right.
I think it needs to be a battle to see.
And I would just let Greer sit, learn, maybe midseason or late season or next season. Bring him on in.
The uncertainty of the quarterback position, we don't know exactly what's going to happen with Alex Smith. We pray to God that a guy can come back. I just pray he can have a normal life. Then if he can start playing football, I'll accept that.
No doubt.
But I want to see him have a normal life, be able to walk around, play with his kids, you know, hang out with his lovely wife. Then I look at the next thing. Colt McCoy is a guy who has been around a long time. We all love Colt. But there is such a thing as people being injured a lot.
Yeah,
and
injury
every
problem.
Time he gets a chance, he's injured.
That's right.
So you have uncertainty at quarterback right now. So you have to try to think about somebody else. Do you think that Josh Johnson has done enough to be in training camp and let them battle out to see who can get it done? And then I agree with you. The amount of money that's tied into Alex Smith, you have to get a young guy.
Yeah.
So that salary is going to be lower, and it starts going up as that other one falls off.
Exactly.
If Alex wants to come back, then you're okay, and you still can figure it out. But what if he doesn't?
That's
right. You need to have somebody in the future. And I don't think anybody, although we like, I love Josh. I've been listening to him a lot. I am really, really amazed by this kid, the mindset that mm-hmm. he has, the positivity. Mm-hmm. And I like Cole as well. Mm-hmm. I'm amazed by him to be such a guy who's always preparing, always there. But I don't know if they're the quarterbacks. I know they're not the quarterbacks of the future.
That's right.
So you have to start trying to figure that out. And sometimes it's tough. Like people, but you are paid to get great football players.
Right.
And I think we need to move into that mindset.
No doubt. All right, well, let's move into Extra Point presented by Comcast Business. Give me an offensive MVP and a defensive MVP of this team.
Offensive MVP, I have to go with AP.
Yeah.
That's easy for me. A guy comes in, and I think him running the ball like he has been terrific for them.
Yep.
And defensive MVP, I can probably pick one of the young guys, but I'm going to go with another old guy who works his butt off. You know, we were talking earlier, and they said we know that Adrian Peterson mm-hmm. and Ryan Kerrigan are going to show up.
No doubt.
I have to look at those guys, the double-digit sacks for another time in his career.
Leadership.
And I believe that he just brings it over and over again. Ryan Kerrigan reminds me a lot of Art Monk. Productive, don't say a word, but he just handles his business. So I look at those two guys. Two older gentlemen.
Yeah.
Ryan not as old as AP, but
right.
still.
But
very,
still,
very
a veteran for sure.
Yes, there you go.
I'm going AP offensive. That's easy. 1,000-yard rusher, fountain of youth. I mean, enough said, right? I'm going DJ Swearinger for my defensive MVP. B-Mitch. We talked about this off camera. The guy has 4 picks.
Mm-hmm.
He was the emotional leader of the team. He made splash plays. And you and I seem to be the only people on this island of he's more than a box safety. And you know what? If he is a box safety, then he's one of the best in the game, for God's sakes. He's my defensive MVP of this team, even though he's no longer with this team.
I'm already pissed off at this show, though. I don't hear a special teams MVP.
It's
3 phases of football, Gary.
You see, Gary,
and also
Carter.
You too, Travis.
Well,
it's 3 phases, man. What's up with that?
You gave Tressway his props.
Come
so
on,
he
man.
Will be our special teams MVP. How's that? Honorable mention from us. Because, Gary, it's your fault you didn't put in special teams MVP. All right, when we come back, keys to the Eagles Redskins from our resident GM, Charlie Casserly. And B. Mitch, just wait till you hear what this man said about my defensive MVP of the Redskins, DJ Swearinger. Charlie went in. All that more when we come back. Welcome back to DC Sports Live. Travis Thomas here with a man who the last time we saw him was Charlie Claus. Now he's just Charlie Casserly.
Hey, I left my Happy New Year stuff at home. I'm upset. My goodness.
Next week.
We could have had another costume this week.
Next week we'll
Next
do
week.
It.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
So let's start here. How do you think the Redskins handled all the DJ Swearinger drama? Did you think they handled that good from a GM's perspective?
Yeah.
Was it the right thing to do?
A right thing to do? He may not have made the plane home if I was running the team.
Wow.
No, first of all, that's not leadership.
Yeah.
Okay? When I came to the Redskins, there was a sign on our desk that says, what you're doing now going to help us win? Is what you're doing now going to help us beat the Cowboys? So everything you do has to be pointed to one direction. How does ripping your coach publicly help you win? It doesn't help you win. If you have something to say, keep it in the building. That's number one, okay? The other time, Bill Parcells had a comment, we don't want any independent contractors around here.
Mm.
This guy's an independent contractor. He's over here. The team's over here. He's an overrated player on top of that. They brought him here to be a free safety. He can't play free safety. He can't play in space. He doesn't have the instincts to play back there.
He's just a box safety.
He's a box safety who throws his body around and misses tackles, okay? Who talks too much, all right? Now, here's the other thing. How did he get here? He got fired.
Right.
He was a divisive guy in Houston. Okay? This guy has talked himself into a position here much more worthy than he should be, in all honesty. Okay? In my opinion.
My God, Charlie Casserly bringing it. Let me follow up. Okay, so when you say things like he wouldn't make the plane ride home, if you're GM, the first time he calls out coaches, how would you have handled it? Would you have warned him then and said, listen, one more time, you're out of here?
The head coach handles discipline.
Okay.
Now, the head coach and I would always be on the same page because these are things we would have talked about when the head coach was hired, okay? And we watch him. okay? And if a head coach isn't going to discipline the players, then you're not going to win. Because somewhere in there, that lack of discipline is going to affect you on the field.
Okay.
And what you're going to do here. So, yeah, we would talk about it, but if we have a head coach that doesn't call him in, okay, there's something wrong with the head coach. Now, you can call a guy in, and the guy can keep doing it. At some point, hey, you move on here, okay. And that's it. Okay? This guy isn't bigger than his football team, trust me.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, we found that out for
sure. Here's
the
other thing. Ryan Kerrigan, he's a good football player.
Sure.
He's the best guy in the defense. Mm-hmm. Okay? You got to wake him up to get him to talk.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
I don't mind guys who talk. Don't get me wrong. But is this helping us win?
No independent contractors. I like that.
There you go.
All right, so look, Eagles this week for the Skins, right? And I'm looking at the Eagles, and clearly you could see their front seven's pretty good. They have some issues on the back end because of injuries and whatever. But, Charlie, that defensive line, Fletcher Cox and those boys are for real. How can the Redskins counter that?
Well, you're right. It's one of the best defensive lines in the league, and Fletcher Cox is their number one guy. So you've got to double Cox, and the center's got to help out there. So you have to sacrifice right there. Vary your snap count, okay? Keep them off balance with run and pass. You know, pass when they're going to run and run when they're going to pass. Move the launching point of the quarterback. Quarterback cannot be throwing from the same point. So you got to get them out on bootlegs, rollouts, play action, which I know that's not changing the launching point, but it's changing the action. You're going to have a quick game to get it out fast before they can get to you. Now you say, well, aren't you playing it to their hands? That secondary is not very good. Some of those quick plays may result in longer plays. Now, unfortunately, the Redskins are very weak at wide receiver, but maybe they can get out there and make some plays. Crowder, again, is a guy that should have a big game because they don't have anybody can cover him.
Yeah, that's my next question, because I look at that secondary, and you mentioned it. Look, it's been decimated by injuries.
Yeah.
That's the bottom line. But it feels like the Redskins should be able to take advantage of that secondary.
Right. What you have to do is they're going to play a bunch of zone on you, and they're not good in zone, but they play zone in self-defense, really, because they figure the front four can win the game. And if we can just hang in the secondary and not give up easy scores, that's our job. So be patient against the zone. There'll be holes in it. You can get a hold of the holes. Now, you know, in the corners, you know, they've got Douglas and LeBlanc. Okay, Douglas is 34, LeBlanc's 32, make sure I got him. These guys were not, you know, either with the team or playing early in the year.
Yeah, I've never heard of either one.
They're both very vulnerable in coverage there. And Maddox, who is a safety corner for him, is probably the best corner, but he's not, you know, a starting cornerback in the National Football League. So there will be opportunities there in the course of the game.
We need those Redskins receivers to step up. So listen, Zach Ertz, tight end for the Eagles, has had really a historic season, Charlie. How do the Redskins slow him down, or can they?
Well, you think about Jordan Reed, he's better than Jordan Reed. Okay, so you have that kind of guy separation-wise. So you're going to have, he's going to line up in different spots. He's going to line up as a wide receiver. He's going to line up in tight. Anytime he's in tight, you can't give him a free release.
Okay.
You cannot give him a free release from the line of scrimmage. Look at it from this way. Foles is going to go Ertz 1, Sproles 2 in his targets.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's a way to double him within your coverage scheme, you really need to double this guy and take your chances with everybody else one-on-one.
I want to stay with the offense for a second. Now, their running attack really isn't anything special. They rank towards the bottom of the league, quite frankly. But I always feel like you have to be mindful of a rushing attack, even when it's not great. Do the Redskins have to be mindful of that, or are you not worried about the Eagles' rushing attack?
No, you have to be mindful of it, because they've had some games where they have run the ball well with Adams, the rookie, as a running back. Guy's got some speed, he's got strength, and what's happened now is Sproles is back in here.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to opening day. Their plan was to have Sproles be a big part of this offense. Remember, he didn't finish the year last year.
That's right.
And it didn't really work out in the opener, and then he gets hurt again. Now he's back. He's dangerous on punt returns. He's dangerous coming out of the backfield, and he's dangerous as a runner. He's more of a scat back to the outside. So if he's in the game, you got to play to the outside. Adams is the game. Play more to the inside.
Now, of course, we see Nick Foles. I'm calling him the Terminator, because he's back out of nowhere, right? And they're winning games as soon as he gets in. Does Nick Foles concern you, Charlie, or is it just playoff version of Nick Foles?
This is Super Bowl version of Nick Foles.
Oh, great.
Okay, that was his best game, really. He didn't play well in the regular season.
Yeah.
They go to the offseason. They put the RPOs in, the run-pass option plays, which he's good at. In the first playoff game, that's the only thing he did good. Second playoff game, Minnesota's blowing coverage. The Super Bowl, he played really good.
He did.
You watched last Sunday? He played really good. Now, here's the thing. He never gets touched.
Right.
That offensive line against Houston now, really did a good job of protecting. Yes, he got sacked, but not very often. He was not under duress. They have very talented people around him. We talked about Ertz. We talked about Scrolls. Aguilar, not a bad football player. Golden Tate hasn't shown up. Jeffrey, you know, he's a size guy and go deep and out jump people.
Right.
See? This offense, we played him a couple of weeks. We played him the first time, and I'm going through. I says, this is a pretty good football team, okay? Because you don't study them until you have to. And what's wrong with them? Well, Wentz was being inconsistent. Now they're healthy. Sproles is back. This guy, I want to say he's driving a Cadillac, but it's close. Because the offensive line is protected. Okay, now to answer your question, you've got to get pressure to this guy move his feet. When he moves his feet, he's not a runner. That's when he suffers some there, okay? I think the RPOs, you have to defense them. People have got an idea how to defense them as far as, you know, pressing the people and taking away the timing of the route. That helps you there. Now, left tackle, that, okay? We don't even try to pronounce his last name.
Yeah, what's the point?
He's playing pretty good, but you can beat him with some quick moves inside. The tight ends can't block. So if you're on a tight end, you're outside backers, you should win that.
Yeah.
Okay? And, you know, what we got to do is have a big game out of Allen, Payne inside, Kerrigan. Those guys have somehow got to step up and better than the players they're playing against in this game to give you some pressure, on Foles. Because the only way to stop their passing attack is pressure Foles, get him to move his feet, and then the accuracy will go down and he'll make mistakes.
Man, Charlie gave you a Cadillac reference, a Bill Parcells independent contractor reference. He talked a little Charlie Claus. I mean, this guy can do it all, man. Appreciate it, Charlie.
Hey, always a pleasure. Travis.